Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We have one verse today. We're in Acts chapter 13, just verse 48. Acts 13, verse 48. It says, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed." Let me read you this verse today. We're going to get our challenge from this one verse. "And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed." We're going to deal with this. As much as the scripture teaches that God desires all to be saved, and he does. 2 Peter 3:9 very clearly says this. It says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." God doesn't want anybody to be lost. He wants the whole world to be saved. Don't miss that. And everybody has an opportunity. The Bible teaches that as well. But we have to keep in mind that not only everybody has an opportunity, and not only does God want everyone to be saved, but we have to let the whole of Scripture speak as well and understand that salvation is still orchestrated by God and God alone. Salvation is not of man. It's not man's plan. It's not man's doing. And the Bible says in John chapter 1 that those who will be born again were born again not of the will of man, but of the Spirit of God. In John chapter 6, listen to verses 44 and 45. Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets that they'll all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." So here we see that no one comes to the Father, no one comes to Jesus unless the one who sent draws them. That's the Father, the Spirit. Unless the Spirit of God draws you, you'll never be saved. Because salvation is orchestrated by God. Here we see that Paul's been preaching, and the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. Again, please listen. John chapter 3, verse 8, Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, "The wind blows where it wills, and you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. So is it of those who are born of the Spirit." We don't know fully how God does this salvation thing. We just know that it's by faith alone through what Jesus has done through his sinless life, his death on the cross on our behalf, his resurrection from the dead. In the Bible's very clear that God orchestrates it. There, Romans chapter 3, verse 11 says, "No one seeks God." Oh, verse 10, it said that there was no one righteous, not even one. And then 11 says, "No one seeks God." Yet Jesus himself said that no one can come to him unless the Father initiates the work. Oh, but then he says in verse 45, they'll all be taught by God. They'll all be drawn. Now, whoever listens comes to the Father. Listen to John chapter 6, verses 60 and following. "And when many of the disciples heard this, they said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?' But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, 'Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe.' For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe him, and who would betray him. And he said, 'This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by my Father.'" Listen to me today, folks. Stay out of the ditches. Stay on the middle of the road. The middle of the road, according to the scriptures, is that God orchestrates salvation. And if you're saved, God did it by his grace alone. Yet, man does have a choice. Man has a responsibility to respond. But listen to me. Even that responding is by God's grace. Leave it alone. We don't know how it all works. I can't explain to you how there's one God. And he's manifested for all time in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the Bible teaches it, and we don't fight over it. We believe it because the Bible teaches it. Yet there's not a person on the earth who can explain how God is one and yet manifested at all times in three persons. In the same way, salvation is of God. It's orchestrated by God. And we see it in this verse, all who were appointed for salvation believed. Yet don't get in the ditch of thinking that God's choosing ahead of time who he's going to save some and then not save others. No, everyone has an opportunity. Jesus stood over Jerusalem and said, "If you'd let me, I would have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you weren't willing." So how does it work? We don't know. But don't lose sight of the fact that this salvation that is available to all is orchestrated by God. If he's begun a work in you, respond. If he's drawing you, respond. If you respond, thank him for his salvation. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.